Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I hope your day is off to a great start, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and so we can rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome all of you to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. We thank God for helping us to pray. And we know that God have a blessing for all of us who keep on praying. Remember, I'm your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, the First Lady and co-pastor of Elion Bible Church, Apostolic in New Jersey. I want to encourage you to trust God, believe God, knowing that God can do more for us than we can even know do for ourselves. He's our refuge, and He's our strength, our present help in time of trouble. Our scripture this morning will be taken from Galatians 5, verse 16. And it reads, "This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." God is saying, reminding us and telling us to walk in the Spirit. In the things of God, walk in the presence of God, so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for being our refuge and strength. We thank you for being our present help in time of trouble. We thank you, Lord God, for being there with us every day, every hour, every minute. We thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made. And Lord, help us to rejoice and be glad in this day. Father, we are praying, God, for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that you will intercede in each and every one of our lives. And God, you know the plans you have for us. You know the way in which you choose to bless us. And today, God, we are asking you for your will to be done in us. That you will take control of us. Cover us under your blood. Let nothing, God, that's not good happen to us, but let your will be done in our life. Because you are holy, God. You are a righteous God. You are everlasting, Father. Father, you know more about us than we even know about ourselves. You know what this day have in store. And God, we are asking you to bless us throughout this day. Oh God, let nothing that's not good come nigh us, Lord. But give us strength, God, in every era of this day to remember you, to praise you, to honor you, and to glorify your holy name. Because you are God. You deserve to be praised. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the glory. Oh, Father God, nothing and no one can be compared to you, because you alone is worthy, God. Help us, God, not to doubt you. Help us not to get caught up on the things of this world, but help us to remain focused on you, because you are God and there is nothing impossible for you. Thank you for reminding us of your scripture today, God, that said we should walk in the Spirit. Many a times, God, we get unfocused. Many a time we get distracted. Many a time we get caught up into the things of this world, the hard work, the labor, the duties. That times, God, we lose focus on you. But God, thank you for reminding us today that we should walk in the Spirit, God. Focus on you. Remember that you are God. You are Spirit. And you said they that worship you should worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for reminding us, Lord God, that you are not a regular person. And so, God, if we focus on you, if we pray, if we seek you, if we interact with you, God, then your power, God, can move in our life. Help us to always remember that you are God of Spirit. And Lord God, you have so much to do for us. There's none like you, God, none to even compare to you. What you can do for us is greater than we can even do for ourselves. And so, God, help us to walk in the Spirit. Help us to wake up every day with a mind and a heart to please you. Help us to go through each day with a mind and a heart to please you. Every hour, every minute, God, give us a praise on the inside. That as we, even when we are overwhelmed and exhausted, God will have a moment or a minute or a second to praise you and lift you up. God, we thank you for everyone that take time out of their day today to pray. Everyone, God, that separate themselves to you, I thank you, God. But God, and I pray that your blessing will be upon each and every one of us, that we will not forget you, will not get caught up into the things of this world, but we'll get caught up into you. We'll take time out for you, time to praise you, time to honor you, time to glorify your holy name. Oh, Father God, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, oh, Father God. Help us, Father God, to walk in the Spirit. Remember, God, if we walk in your presence, stay connected with you, the mighty things that you will do in our life is more than we could ever ask or think of. Because your desire, God, is to help us to get to that level, God, that we can make heaven our home. You want us to get to that level where you can bless us and we'll enjoy your blessing. And so, God, we thank you for this day and for all your blessing in our life. Father, we are asking you, God, to help us to walk in the Spirit. And not only that, God, you said, when we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, Father God, at times the lust of our flesh will draw us away from you, will distract us, God, will keep us, God, focusing on the things of this world instead of on our spiritual life with you. But God, you are reminding us today, God, that we don't need to be focused in those areas, but we can, God, walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God, you have reminded us over and over again that you can be our strength. You are our strength. You are our refuge. You are a God who's able to keep us safe. And so, God, help us to remember that nothing is impossible with you. Your desire, God, is to bless us. Your desire, God, is to uplift us. Your desire is to do something great in our life, God. So help us to remember that, God, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of this flesh. Our bodies sometimes lusted after the things of this world. But God, help us to keep on praying. Help us to keep on focusing on you. Help us to keep on praising you. Help us to keep on rejoicing in you. Help us to keep on taking you at your word so that your power can have its free will in our life. So that your power, God, can take control over us. So that your power can move in us like only you alone can. So that we will not please ourselves and this fleshly desire, but will please you. Lord, we thank you for today. And God, we are praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that you will continue to bless each and every one of them. Continue to open door for them as we go through this day, God. Go ahead with us, God, and bless this day, God. Oh, Father God, help us all, Lord Jesus, to have a good day. But most of all, to have a good connection with you, God. Because you know the plans you have for us. You know how you desire to bless us. You know the doors you want to open for us, God. We don't even see dangers, but God, you see everything and you know how to intervene. There's nothing impossible with you, God, and all the great things you can do in our life. Help us to remember that you are able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, we thank you for another moment of praise, and we pray for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that the power of God will move in each and every one of their life and transform them into the man and woman of God you desire for them to become. Transform everyone, God, even the children, into the children of God that you desire for them to become. And help us, God, to please you more so now than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening to this podcast. Have a great day, and we'll pray again soon. Bye-bye.